And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Joel Johnson joined the Black Data Processing Association in Central Illinois to encourage Black representation in the IT world. Johnson is an IT professional, object-oriented developer, and entrepreneur of Silky Soul Entertainment. In this conversation for WGLT's series Living Black in Bloomington Normal, Johnson talks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Johnson says helping Black youth earn scholarships through competitions in the BDP is his proudest accomplishment, but his experience with being the only Black person in the room reminds him of why he pushes for representation.
It was started in 2003, and basically the mission of the organization is to introduce African Americans to information technology and also to network nationally, to network African Americans in information technology so that we can go from the classroom to the boardroom so that we can represent and provide diversity and inclusion to the industry. And so in Central Illinois, we try to introduce students to information technology concepts. And as I said to you before, I'm proud of the fact that we got kids scholarships because they developed components that were nationally recognized.
How do they respond, you know, to being part of the program?
There's two levels to that. We try to encourage all students in our high school computer competition program and our mobile app competition program to try to become producers of computer stuff instead of just like consumers of the apps. And so then they go compete on the national level. We take the cream of the crop, if you will, from our group, and we send them to national and we train them to compete against other groups. And so when in 2016, the team that we trained came in third place and was only behind Atlanta, Georgia, and Washington, D.C., we were ecstatic. And so they won $1,000 scholarships each. And then in 2018, when we sent a young man to compete nationally at the BDPA, the national conference, he won first place, which was a $2,000 scholarship. He created a mobile app.
And now you've mentioned also to the downside of being in IT, especially being a Black man with experience and things like prejudice and things like that.
It's something that you just have to be aware in any professional industry, in any industry really, that not everybody is going to be on your team, that you have to make sure that you are on top of your game, turn in things on time and have quality in your work so that you aren't singled out for that, and then, you know, you might feel like you're not part of the group that you're working with. Sometimes you do have to study on your own or find people who will help you raise your game, but that's just any professional job that you have. You may run into people who they might be indifferent to you. You know, okay, you're here, or you don't have to be here. I had that experience when I first started working. I come from New Orleans, and so I came to Bloomington Normal to work, and I used to, complain about the social experience here as compared to an urban city. And so I would do that at work sometimes, and one of my coworkers just told me, then leave. And I'm like, I thought to myself, I just started working on this career like a year ago. I don't have the network to be able to just leave. But it just brought out the fact that maybe she thought I had the privilege to be able to say, okay, I don't like this place, I'll go somewhere else. You know, I didn't. And it's still been a challenge as far as Bloomington Normal. It's gotten bigger. It's gotten more opportunities as far as social and things to do outside of work. But even then, it's still, you know, a tension, a little bit of tension as far as dealing with big city versus small town.
When that incident occurred, just how did you feel in that moment?
Felt awkward. Mostly I worked through it on my own. I did have some people who might sympathize or empathize with what I was going through, and so I communicated that with them. But, you know, it's just something, when your expectations are different than the general population, expectations, then you just become aware of some things like this. You could try to adapt and adjust your expectations so that you can understand the world or place you live in better. Or you can do like a lot of my fellow coworkers did. They did move away for one reason or another to find other opportunities. I just decided to stay.
Joel Johnson is a Salesforce and Java developer at State Farm and owner of Silky Soul Entertainment. He talked with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for our series, Living Black in Bloomington Normal. More of this conversation and all the stories in this series are available right now at WGLT.org.